Thanks for tuning in to the Thorpe Thoughts podcast. We hope you benefit from our conversations focused on employee benefits and wellness. And now for your host, Roger Thorpe.
Hey everybody, it's Roger Thorpe here. I'm president of Thorpe Benefits. I am joined today with Matthew Tsang, who is the founder, owner, CEO, chief of Seedwell. We are going to talk about financial well-being and a different twist to that in the sense that there are some new tools and automations and innovations coming to this space that Seedwell has introduced. And so we'll get into that later. So we have some questions. I'm going to call you Matt because you said that's okay. We're going to have some questions. This will be fairly quick and convenient for you. And then obviously you can elaborate as you like. But before we get into the questions, maybe you could just tell us a little about yourself and who Seedwell is.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for having me, by the way, Rod. Obviously, my name is Matthew Tsang, founder and CEO of Seedwell. We enable financial wellness without the need of financial literacy for employees. We offer a holistic employee financial wellness benefit that employers can offer to their employees. We support them from start of the career all the way to past retirement. And I'm sure I'll elaborate a lot more on that. But our goal, obviously, is to help reduce the mental stress and mental fatigue and issues through financial wellness for employees so they can come to work performing the way that they were hired to be performing.
Right on. Yeah, put that behind you. Okay, and I'm intrigued about what you just said without the financial literacy part, because that's a difference. So why don't we set the tone here in terms of what real life is like? So in your opinion, you know, what is the real level of stress that people are feeling right now as it relates to money and, you know, the impact of higher cost of living and such? What would be your response to that?
Absolutely. I think it's easy for most, if not everyone, to understand that currently the economy is not in a good place. There's inflation and that's a really real thing. And interest rates are a lot higher now. As leaders, I think we're taught to make decisions based on data. And when we look at a lot of research that's out there, basically you'll get stuff like 2 out of 5 Canadians are feeling less hopeful about their financial future compared to the year before, or something like 1 in 3 Canadians are saying that financial stress that they're feeling will eventually lead to anxiety, depression, or mental health issues. I think those are very important stats for us to make decisions on. And it's really a true indicator of things that are happening. But for us to easily understand what's really happening to individuals, it's just looking at your own daily life. I'm pretty sure most people are feeling the impacts of financial stress through, let's say, their mortgage or travel expenses, things like that. So really quickly, I'm not sure if you have too much time, but I'll tell you a really quick story. So my friend, he was very fortunate. He obviously bought a place, pretty nice place, left with a pretty large mortgage. But, you know, during COVID, many people had a chance of getting really great mortgage rates, right? We had a really prosperous many few years, and he locked in a good rate. But now the rates are way higher. Unfortunately, him and many other people, they're probably close to renewal, and that would mean the interest rate goes up. And so what he was told by his mortgage guy is, hey, you know what? We got to have a call. Your current payment, it's not going to cover the interest. And so for him, that for anyone, you start thinking about that, well, none of the money that you're going to pay for the next while is going to hit any of the principal. It's all going to go to interest. And that's a part of the financial stress. And every single one of these scenarios will increase that financial stress. And so as leaders or whoever it is that you are, you just have to look at those scenarios that are happening in your life and start thinking about what other people could potentially be facing too. Mm-hmm. And with all those things add together, you start realizing if you're an employer, you need to find a way to provide a solution to your employees so they could reduce that issue and handle that a lot better. And that's really what we try to do with Seedwell.
Right. And it goes, the other stats, I guess, would suggest that financial stress is like one of the top things that people are concerned with among even over and above health and family and relationships. Right. And exactly. The other stat I saw from I think was that, you know, even $1,000, half of people could not manage that as an unexpected expense. So you talk about mortgages. What if a car repair or a bill of some kind shows up, this is the stuff that keeps people awake. So assuming we want to do something about it, which is obviously why we're talking, what do you see out in the marketplace as far as solutions that employers can use?
Yeah, actually, I was asked this question multiple times. And one way that I found was really useful in helping us understand what exists right now and why they exist is doing a really quick understanding of the evolution of financial wellness. And I'll do this really fast.
Sure.
Right? The old school mentality is it's a business transaction. You employ someone, they use their skills and experience to help you do something business-wise to achieve a business goal. You just pay them and they deal with it themselves. That's the way it is. You start realizing employers are starting to be more sophisticated and they're like, hey, you know what? It's not just about the paycheck. You got to help them with dealing with retirement or dealing with financial problems along the way. And so they came up with retirement packages, or retirement options, like retirement matching or group plans. And then you've got EAPs that provide support when people need that, both of which are good. It's really more of a one-size-fits-all kind of solution. Retirement, when you're, let's say you're a student coming out of university or school, chances are you're not looking that far in advance, even though you have the option. So you start realizing the industry average for adoption for that kind of stuff is around 50-60%, which is an audacity because it's free money and you're not taking it, right? There are obviously other reasons why people aren't taking it, but that's one of the reasons. And then EAPs are good. But again, people that know that the penetration rates are relatively low and it's very reactive. And the worst part of it, it's only usually the people that are using it are the people that are really in dire straits, that really need help and have turned that corner to say, I'm going to get help, right? And so it's not really helping the vast majority that needs something like this. So move on forward. This is where we're now, where most companies are starting to realize we need something better. And you've got two categories are our main focus right now. You've got earned wage access, and then there's advisory access or advisory support. So I think both of those categories are very important and serve a specific type of market. So earned wage access makes so much sense, right? The whole notion of getting paid every 2 weeks or two times a month or however often you get paid, that's spawned out of the necessity of reducing administrative overhead, right? You just can't do it every single day. But with technology now, you can pay people way more often. But in reality, you don't. Not everyone's going to need that. This really benefits people that use payday loans, that need it every single day to pay bills, right? Those are the people that benefit from it. If you get paid enough and you don't need it every single day, you're not going to need that as much. And we want to offer that as well, but we don't do it because I feel like we need to find a way to provide value when we offer this type of thing. If you really want it right now, there's a plenty of providers that do that. They do a really good job. So they help lower income individuals or people that are doing it, that are in need of it every single day. On the other hand, advisory support is good. It is, in my perspective, a better way to package what exists right now and previously in the market. Usually a lot of these benefit brokers or benefit providers actually offer free financial advisors. Now, there's this question of, like, is there unbiasedness to it? Or, and also on top of that, a lot of people, this is one thing that most people say, but don't fully comprehend. Most people don't want to talk about their financial struggles. It's just not a thing they want to do, especially at work. Because usually when you talk about financial struggles, there's a connection to incompetence because, well, it's your own money, your own life. You should be able to deal with it. And when you're at work, that's the last thing you want tied to your name. Right. And you don't want to reveal that. And because of that, the access to a financial advisor, there's still a barrier there. But now that you're marketing it more, making it a little bit easier, there's more people. But generally adoption for that is around maybe 30-something% max. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's still good, but not quite there. And so right now in the market, those are the options. And with Seedwell, we want to find a way to really reach the broader audience and find a way to make this way more proactive instead of reactive. And so that's kind of what we've built here.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah, I guess there is a real breadth out there of service that people can access if they step up and go and actually get it. But you're right, the utilization at the end of the day is not necessarily going to be there because of the amount of work and stress that comes with just asking for help. So, okay, so assuming that is a barrier then to entry or to usage, what is Seedwell doing to change that or do it differently?
Yeah, so, I mean, as I mentioned, Seedwell is a holistic employee financial wellness benefit, right? So within that whole benefit, there are two parts to the platform. One is actually launched, the other is coming up. And so the launch one is called Financial Wellness Portal. The other one's called Seedwell Automation App. Now, the vision and mission of Seedwell is to enable financial wellness without the need of financial literacy. Doesn't mean financial literacy is not important. Actually, it's extremely important. It's just most people don't get to learn or actually put in the time and priority to do it. But we still provide that platform. So Financial Wellness Portal is to provide on-demand financial education for employees that are looking to learn directly from experts. There's live webinars. There's videos that they can watch on their own time. There's articles and tools like calculators that they can do stuff with their own numbers and money. And there's checklists to help them basically check off all the things they need to do to achieve a certain financial goal. That in itself, the content that's there, actually, you can go on Google and you find it. Mm-hmm. The problem is not accessibility. It's the ability to know what's credible, right? So the issue is, like, there's so many people that provides advice online and provides opinions online. Everything we do is through experts, through people that are traditionally trained, that know about finance. That's what the type of information we provide is. When you go online, I'm sure you've heard about like Wall Street Bets and all these different things about investing and all that. There are people that are there to necessarily just say what they believe. And a lot of people could accidentally believe it and think that that's a good thing. There will be some people that end up making a lot of money from it, but there will also be a lot more people that end up losing out because they don't really know what they're talking about. They don't really understand the details of how to do it properly, and they just follow the one surface step. You lose out on everything else. And so the issue here for employers is you want to try to avoid that. So with the Financial Wellness Portal, we provide that type of content so they can actually go learn from a credible source, all in one place. The automation piece, that's where the innovation really comes in. In my perspective, that's where the future of finance and personal finance really needs to be. When I say Seedwell automation, the goal of that is to help individuals and employees automate personal finance directly at payroll. And when I say that, what I mean is you're an employee, you go work at a place, you will always need to set up payroll. The way that you do it right now is you give void check to HR. They set that up. You work 2 weeks, you get paid, lump sum of money into one account. Generally, that's a standard. And then you deal with it from there. Mm-hmm. You're good with your money. You'll do all the stuff you need. It takes a little bit of time, quite a bit of time to calculate and send all the transfers and stuff like that. If you don't know, you might leave it there or use it incorrectly, whatever it is, right? It's a big problem. That's where the stress comes in. And when you do enough of that, that's where it snowballs and becomes a huge problem. Now, with Seedwell, we're completely changing all that. So as an employee, you get employers that basically say, hey, you know what? There's a new preferred way to set up your payroll. Use Seedwell Benefit, the platform. You can actually control your payroll in real time, anytime you want, and you don't ever have to deal with us. And the great thing is HR people, they won't have to deal with them either. So it's like a two-way street. It's like full control in the palm of your hands. But as an employee, you get to connect with all the financial institutions that you work with already. This could be RBC, TD, CIBC, whatever it is. You connect to all of them. On top of that, we're integrated with payroll. And every single time we say integration, everyone thinks, oh, that's a lot of work. It takes less than 3 hours for an employer to set everything up. That's including all the meeting times and setup times. That's all you need to actually get started with Seedwell. Now,
okay.
With that said, once that's set up, we have the data of your financial institutions and how much you get paid, when you get paid. And then we also get you set up with a little bit more information about you as a person, your financial life and your general life, right? Every single pay cycle, we run all that data through our system and smarts and AI will shoot out the recommendation of how to optimize the allocation of that money. And that's to checking, savings, investments, paying down debts, and exactly how much into what account. And you as an individual, now you're given the information based on a credible source to tell you this is the most optimal way. You can decide I love this and I'm going to follow it to the T. Or you might say, I'm going out with a few friends on Saturday and I need a few $100. I'm going to swap some of this out. I don't need an investment. I need $300. That's all good. You can decide that, but you have 24 hours. Again, this is all prior to payroll. You decide what that looks like. And then once you have, so there's a lock-in period of 24 hours. Once that locks in, we will actually have that money sent from payroll to those accounts that you've decided directly from the paycheck.
Okay.
So you don't have to do it afterwards. Now, there's obviously more nuance around that. There's like scheduled compared to instant. So there's instant stuff that goes directly into your accounts. And there's scheduled for debt repayment. We'll know how much you owe for credit cards, loans, and all that stuff, and when it's due, and we'll have it into the right accounts, preventing you from not having enough money or overusing it or missing those payments. Everything is completely automated. So the idea here is to basically help you plan and basically do all the work for you and simplify the effort and knowledge you need to be smart with your money to just the intent of wanting to be smart with your money. And so that's really the idea here. And that's how we actually provide value to the end user.
Okay. That's amazing. So let me try to read this back to you. So you're saying...
That's a lot, right? Sorry.
No. I think I like this. If you can make this work, to be able to take the emotion out of the situation where I, as an individual, get a lump sum in my bank account and have no sense for how much I need to pay those bills. I mean, if I was really disciplined, like I remember when I was younger, I had to be, I would know how much is going to my mortgage payment and to my insurance and things. And I would only have X amount left based on an Excel spreadsheet that I created. But a lot of people don't work within that type of discipline. So I think this is amazing that if you could allow someone to say, please take that away from me, I don't trust myself. And you know, if X amount has to go to savings, X amount has to go to debt, and X amount is left over for me to do what I want on that weekend, then I will likely spend only within my means, which of course is what takes all the stress off, right? So knowing that, hey, I already set aside this money, or I have a savings piece for a new thing that I have to buy or pay for in the next 6 months. So I'm really actually quite excited for you to make this happen. Thank I think you. I can see the benefit, of course, of general financial literacy. But then if you take that out, I can see that as well. So that's pretty awesome.
Absolutely. I actually do want to clarify a few things really quickly.
Sure.
So for us, I mean, financial literacy is quite important. We do believe that, but it's very difficult. I was traditionally trained in accounting and finance. Even for me now, I went to school for how many years? And even now, I wouldn't say I'm 100% confident with every financial decision I make. That's just the nature of finance, right?
Right.
And for people that are, let's say, teachers, like engineers or contractors, whoever they are, that aren't traditionally trained in that way, it's even harder. Now, we don't actually take all that out. We do the calculation and provide you with the information. And you can make that decision, right? You'll see that stuff. The main thing about what we do with automation is we provide you with all the information and the complete automation ability to basically do this without needing to put in the effort. Just like click a button, you're good. Now, the main thing is, this is the thing I say all the time. We provide complete control with way better certainty of information. If you are 25 and you can buy a Ferrari, traditional finance will tell you, hey, you could probably buy 10 in 10, 15, 20 years. How about do that, right? Well, I mean, I'm going to say this. We give you control. We tell you what we can do to get to that point. But when you're 35, when you're 45, you can never say back that at that point, like, I can't never say that I was 25 and I drove a Ferrari. So if that's what you want, and you know that you are making that decision to not drive that 10, you want to drive it now, it's your choice. But at the very least, the difference now is instead of doing the extra work to do the right thing, you are making that decision to reduce from the right thing. So that psychological switch makes a big difference for users. And it's just easier for you to do the right thing because it's no longer something you have to put in extra effort for. The extra effort is to reduce from it. So that helps individuals
Well, sounds a little like willpower, like, you know, I have certain disciplines in my life that I stick to and create habits around, and things I have to keep completely out of my control, right? I understand you're saying the person ultimately has the control, right?
Absolutely.
To switch on and off. But in a lot of ways, people at the very beginning want to say, no, I want you to control those initial transfers of money and take that guesswork and stress out of it. So that's amazing, Matt. I think this is really exciting. It'll be interesting to see how this all progresses. And when we can see the automation tool launch, that'll be great. So thank you so much for your time today. I think our audience probably is not only interested about the importance of financial well-being and the how important it is to employees right now, but that there are solutions coming that might make things a lot easier for everyone. Mm-hmm. So yes, thank you again for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Thorpe Thoughts podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes. And if you'd like to learn more, visit thorpebenefits.com.